Time to talk about a new Australian drama, Heart of the Man, that will be premiering in Brisbane on the 28th of February. The movie is described as tough, yet uncompromising. To explore Heart of the Man, I'm joined by director, actor and producer David Cook. David, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Very, very excited to be talking with you.
Yeah, you're not only the director and producer, you also play one of the key roles. What was the initial spark or idea that led you to the creation of this film?
Yeah, I think I've always been drawn to boxing films. You know, that story of the underdog is something that I've loved. This story was very much one that's close to home. So a lot of my life story is sort of bleeding through the characters. So when I decided to make a feature film, I felt it was, you know, something that I needed to do as opposed to something that I wanted to do. So, you know, it was only right to make Heart of the Man and talk about, you know, this story and my life story through there. So the spark really came from just a yearning to tell my story and sort of be honest with myself for my debut feature film.
The movie is not just about boxing. It delves into other social issues. There are so many things wrapped into this movie.
Yeah, that's right. We have the boxing elements in there, but it's very much a story about identity and grief and acceptance. It's a very human story. So, you know, we have, you know, First Nations characters like our mob, and they're represented in LGBT characters that are, you know, all linked to stories and parts of my life. You know, although it is boxing, it's very much a story of identity and following your path and being true to sort of your heart's desire and what you love.
The movie has a predominantly Indigenous and LGBT cast with Parker Lito and yourself playing the main characters. I had the privilege of previewing the movie, and I can say the acting is fantastic, really, really very, very powerful. Can you tell us about your casting process and what you're looking for from your cast?
So, you know, doing some acting myself, you're always working with different talent on productions. Thankfully, I'd worked with most of my actors before. So when I was writing the film, I almost was writing with them in mind. And then once we started auditioning, they were the sort of first people who got the script. Thankfully, you know, they were really excited by it. They were all Queensland talent. So it's an all Queensland production. So the casting process really sort of started internally with people I'd worked for, people I'd worked with. So you already have that trust and rapport as an actor. I'd worked with Parker on an independent feature before, so when you've acted with someone, you've been vulnerable with them. You sort of emotionally invested in them. So you're already in a safe place. For this story, thankfully, I'd already worked with these talent, and it really helped and showed on screen. The undertone theme is identity in general, spiritual identity, and the coming of age story told with some culture in there once. You know, it was really nice.
And you say Heart of the Man. If you just look at the initial, you know, the first layer of the movie, it's about boxing. A boxer's heart has to be tough and enduring and all that. But also there's the Heart of the Man, which is the emotional side, the love and respect in the community and being appreciated and accepted. So Heart of a Man, maybe Hearts of the Man.
100%. When we came up with the title Heart of the Man, you know, you think of this tough kind of, you know, strong type of thing, where in the film we really play on the vulnerability. You can be different and still be strong. Vulnerability is a strength, and that's very much a theme that I wanted to come through by the end of the film, exploring that in the realm of boxing and theater.
What unexpected obstacles did you face during production of this movie, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
Funnily enough, it's almost been 2 years since we finished filming because, just the state of the industry and the strikes and things putting everything on hold for a long time. But when we were filming, we had the COVID peak in Queensland. So we were right in the middle of the highest COVID numbers for Queensland. We were a week in, and one of our main cast had COVID, so we had to take 12 days off immediately. We also navigated the Brisbane floods during that time as well. Those two really stretched out the production timeline, and those two challenges were really, really tough. Transportation to and from set, access to locations, sickness, COVID. Those two obstacles in themselves, yeah, they were very tough.
Is there anything that would be surprising for people, and whether it's behind the scene or in the content, what's something about this film that might be surprising for people?
I feel that what may surprise people is that it is an independent film. However, it was very much a guerrilla film. Believe it or not, when people watch it, we had days where we had four crew members. We had days where we didn't even run sound. There was days where we kind of only had a few hours to shoot something that takes a few days. So the level at which we made the film might shock a few people. In the Q&As at the premiere, when we talk about just how little we did to capture what we have. So I think that's something I really want to share with everyone, that anyone can do it, no matter how independent your production is. If you're passionate about it, it can be done with little or no resource.
No, it's a very beautiful movie, and as I said in the introduction, it's premiering on the 28th of February in Brisbane. Will it screen nationally? Because I can't wait for this movie to come to Melbourne, where I'm based.
So we're starting with the Brisbane premiere, and then we have some festivals locked in, and we will be doing some screenings interstate, 100% in Melbourne. I think we may have a festival already locked in, and that will be announced as soon as they lock in their schedule. We can let you know, and we'd love to come and see you guys in Melbourne.
Is there a website where people can learn more about the film and your work, at least as we await the national availability of the movie?
People can jump onto Facebook or Instagram and search Heart of the Man film. There we'll have updates on premieres, screenings, behind the scenes, new social media content. So yeah, Heart of the Man on Instagram and Facebook, definitely the place to go.
David Cook, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.